Penguin Random House Audio presents A Mother's Reckoning, Living in the Aftermath of Tragedy, by Sue Klebold. Read by the author, with an introduction written and read by Andrew Solomon.
To all who feel alone, hopeless, and desperate, even in the arms of those who love them.
Introduction. And must I indeed, pain, live with you all through my life, sharing my fire, my bed, sharing, oh, worst of all things, the same head, and when I feed myself, feeding you too? Edna St. Vincent Millay. We have consistently blamed parents for the apparent defects of their children. The 18th-century theory of imaginationism held that children had deformities because of their mother's unexpressed lascivious longings. In the 20th century, homosexuality was said to be caused by overbearing mothers and passive fathers. Schizophrenia reflected the parents' unconscious wish that their child did not exist. And autism was the result of refrigerator mothers, whose coldness doomed their children to a fortress of silence. We've now realized that such complex and overdetermined conditions are not the result of parental attitude or behavior. We nonetheless continue to assume that if you could only get inside the households in which killers were raised, you'd see the parents' errors writ large. The perception of children as tractable has been a hallmark of social justice.